The environmental review process for the Great Redwood Trail has taken its first steps with a public comment scoping session. Held May 14th, the online event fielded a first volley of public comments on the trail project's potential impacts and what should be done to address them. The comments will shape a draft version of a programmatic environmental impact report, covering the 231-mile trail project running through Mendocino, Trinity, and Humboldt counties. That document is expected to be released for public review by the end of this year. The trail will be developed within the former North Coast Railroad Authority right-of-way, and Scott Greeson, the conservation director for Friends of the Eel River, noted the impacts of rail wreckage that lingers.
Part of what needs to be remediated are the significant amounts of metal and other debris on the banks and in the river itself, which are, I was reminded this past weekend, often a hazard to navigation, life and limb, and are going to be a significant challenge, obviously, in terms of figuring out where they are and how to remove them. But I think it's pretty clear that that whole aspect of the sort of railroad aftermath and the need for mitigation was part of the 99 consent decree that is part of the history of the NCRA and thus part of the GRTA's ambit and responsibility ultimately. So I think it's important that be included in the scope of the project.
Michelle Merrifield, a member of the Round Valley Tribe, said the trail path and the abandoned rail infrastructure runs through important cultural areas and needs to be cleaned up.
My interest in here on this railroad is that it goes through an area for our ancestral village sites in the Eel River Canyon, which caused some damage back when that railroad went through. So I'm opposed to the trail going through there. When I first heard about this, I was opposed to this trail going through at all. I don't like it at all. One, because the abandoned railroad track has been left there for over 50 years, has not been taken care of. It's an eyesore. It's a scar on Mother Nature, and nobody wants to clean it up. And now the GRTA wants to clean it up, but they don't say where, when, and how much of this railroad track is going to be cleaned up.
Patty Clary of Californians for Alternatives to Toxics said there's potential creosote leaching and the presence of, quote, many other chemicals in polluted areas, including dioxin and pesticides. She said the polluted sites in the trail areas need to be identified because trail development and use could release their toxins.
We'd like to see every known toxic site and every potentially toxic site and how they're going to be dealt with. And we want to see that in the PEIR because we're afraid when it gets out into the smaller field parts that we'll lose the intensity of focus that's needed. We've seen on most of the trail parts that have already been put in that there's been virtually no study of what happened, historical context. Was there a sawmill along that part of the rail line which used pentachlorophenol, you know, et cetera? This is, really has not been happening. So that's got to stop, and because releasing these contaminants back into the environment through construction and use is going to add another catastrophe to the various waterways that could be impacted all along the line.
The project's components and goals were outlined. The trail aims to provide a, quote, world-class recreational experience with a mix of paved, gravel, and backcountry segments accommodating wheelchair users, hikers, bicyclists, equestrians, rafters, and others. It will link to public lands and parks and add to, quote, green infrastructure and sustainable transportation networks. The cleanup of rail waste and, quote, environmental restoration are listed among its goals. The public scoping comment period is open until May 31st. The release of the draft PEIR will open a 45-day comment period. Clary asked that it be expanded to 3 months, and a final EIR is expected to be released in the spring or summer of 2025. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.